Storm Lake cross country coach Justin Melman visiting with us here at Storm Lake Radio the day after his team ran down at Denison Schleswig. We'll get the girls' results and your guys. Well, a nice second place finish, coach. Congrats.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. You know, we've been trying to put the guys' team back together after a couple of injuries that we've been battling with. We got Michael Martin back in our lineup and Sam Olson back in our lineup. You know, I don't know if those two guys are 100% yet, but I think they're getting closer and closer, and they got a race in and they didn't look too bad. So hopefully that means good things down the road.
Well, Dylan Cavanaugh, led you again. Let's hear about your top five.
Dylan ran really well last night. He ran 17:35 for fourth place. That's right at his PR. I think that's right at his lifetime PR. Raced real hard. You know, the three guys in front of him, they had a fairly decent gap at it in front of him. You know, towards the end, he was pretty close to the Harlan runner for quite a while, and I actually thought he'd get after him, but the Harlan runner made a few tracks on him towards the end, and he wasn't able to do it, but definitely ran hard. Leandro Marin was 22nd place. He was our second guy last night. Leandro has been just doing amazing for us. You know, he's been kind of, if you want to say, picking up the pieces for us with Sam and Michael not, you know, running like they can be. Leandro's been picking up the slack and running really well the last several weeks. 18:35 is good time for him. Another guy that's been doing well for us, running consistent, Basil Horsey, ran really well last night, had a good charge. You know, towards the middle of the race, I think he was falling off of Leandro and Carson a little bit, but was able to make a good charge and come back and get back into that pack. Carson Cole, been really consistent every race this year, and I think good things to come and a good time for him down the road is what we're going to see. He was 29th place, ran 18:47. That's a pretty good time for him. And then our fifth runner to round that out was Michael Martin. Like I say, you know, we've been battling injury with him just a little bit. Been trying to rehab him, getting him some workouts that's going to make him able to race each week. And so we hope we're on the right track. He ran well. He was a little sore at the end. Sam was a little sore at the end last night. You know, he said it wasn't too bad. So I'm hoping that we get them back up there because, you know, we throw Sam up. You know, we always talk about where he should be. But Sam's, you know, he's a 17:40 runner if he's healthy. So, you know, and Michael Martin can be up where Leandro and Basil are at least. If we get that going here, you know, we only have a few weeks left to get that done. But you know, we're trying as hard as we can, and I think we're going to see some good results as we get towards the end of the season.
And let's go to Julie and Megan last night.
Yeah, Julie, you know, Julie came to school yesterday, and she felt terrible. I think we've had a lot of sinus stuff going around. I've had it for the last couple weeks, and she did not feel good at all yesterday, so we were wondering if she was even going to run. You know, we got down to the meet, we got down to camp, and she just laid on our tarp down there, and I was wondering if she should even run, and she kept insisting that she did, and man, she ran pretty well, actually, for the way she felt. 21:49, place in 12th place. You know, that 21:49 is, you know, only about 20 seconds or so off of her PR for 5K. And it's a pretty hilly course down at Denison. It's a challenging course, so you usually see times that are a little bit longer than PRs on a flat course. Megan McCleary was 32nd place, ran 23:21, not at her PR. You know, she's quite a ways off of her PR, actually, so we're trying to get her back to her PR area with her best time. But she's working hard, and I think she'll rally here. Dulce Ramos was able to run her first meet for us and placed 38th. She was only a few places, of course, behind Megan McCleary. So, you know, all in all, I think the girls ran well, and I think they're going to continue to improve as we go into our last couple meets here.
Excellent. Cherokee next week. Coach, we'll visit again soon.
Very good.
Justin Melman, Tornado Cross Country Coach, joining us here at Storm Lake Radio.